Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonser talking beef demand. Back with Glenn in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Apache Auction Market invites you to join them Saturday, June 29th in Apache, Oklahoma for a complete dispersal sale of Vatchy land and cattle, featuring Angus, Sim Angus, and Red Angus cows and bulls, plus 300 head of 3- to 6-year-old spring calving pairs and 50 fall calving cows. Sale starts at noon. To review videos and descriptions of the stock up for sale, click over to www.apacheauction.com. The Vatchy land and cattle complete dispersal sale, noon at the Apache Auction Market in Apache, Oklahoma, Saturday, June 29th. For more information, call 888-926-9696.
It's been a challenging year for pork exports, given the tariffs with Mexico as well as with China. Beef exports are starting to feel the pain from the tariff differential with other countries in Japan. But still, beef exports holding in pretty well. And domestically, according to Dr. Glenn Tonser, livestock market economist, domestic beef demand hanging in really pretty good compared to 1 year ago.
So on domestic front, we have it's actually a 6% increase compared to the prior month. Now, to clarify, that's April compared to March, because there is a lag in the data availability here. Domestic pork demand was down 2% in April, and the chicken demand was actually up 10%. All four of those are up compared to the same period of April in 2018. So that is good in itself. But I'm going to remind everybody, a big reason that prices were surprisingly good in many ways in 2018 was the export scene. So now I'm going to share the export demand indices, and in particular, these export demand indices for beef were way up in 2018. So we had high values last year we're now comparing to. And the April of 2019 beef index for export demand was up 1% compared to March of this year, and up just a little bit, 2% compared to the year before. Pork, however, is down 7% from the same period a year before. So when I'm alluding to this kind of trade impact, in many ways, yes, we have opportunity to improve the terms of beef trade, but we know we've taken a step back on some of our terms on the pork trade, and that's showing up on the pork demand indices, and I can't help but think impacting these cattle markets as well.
Dr. Glenn Tonser on beef and pork demand. Dr. Tonser says, without a doubt, if we can get some resolutions to some of these trade impasses that we're facing, that will greatly help the meat sector, beef and pork.
Oh, I would anticipate it would. So I'll remind our listeners that in the last, I'll just say 4 months to be complete, the lean hog contract has been whipsawed in many ways by uncertainty on what we may or may not end up sending to China or indirectly have as a result of the African swine fever response. So this is not wishing for clarification on the disease front. That would be good. But that same kind of market response, I would anticipate if we had positive clarification on trade policy, not just the disease and therefore the possible exports, but the actual terms of trade, I do anticipate the markets would react strongly if we had any positive development there. China is front and center on that, but even just finalizing the deal with Canada and Mexico would allow us to kind of wrap that up and move on. There's a fairly lengthy list with major partners that are on the to-do list of our negotiators.
Now, let's switch gears with Dr. Tonser. He wants to remind folks that this coming Monday, there's going to be a change in the subsidy rate that's going to be offered by Uncle Sam on one of our risk management tools for feeder cattle.
Yeah, so effective July 1st, USDA's product, the LRP, Livestock Revenue Protection Policy, and it does operate as an insurance contract, which is available for feeder cattle price risk protections, reason I'm bringing it up. The federal subsidy will increase depending upon the exact contract you elect to purchase. The amount of that increase is going to go up, but regardless, the what I would call risk premium, so what you have to pay for that coverage, is going to get cheaper than it was before. I would always encourage producers to consider this in their broader set of tools to possibly mitigate price risk. But with the federal subsidy going up, it's worth circling back to that. Mm-hmm. So even if this didn't fit in your own, for your operation in the past, maybe it does now. And to help with that, we actually have a resource on Ag Manager's website. It's called the K-State Feeder Cattle Risk Management Tool. Yes, that is a very unique and inspiring title, but that is what it's for. It's an Excel tool that allows you to say what the expected net selling price of feeder cattle will be if you do nothing. So just take the cash price. If you hedge using futures contracts or put options, as well as compared to this LRP product, I encourage our listening producers that might have an interest in that, to use that tool to help them be more informed and make a better decision.
Extension Livestock Market Economist, Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's at the top of the class for two Gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, another OSU Grazing Grain and Golden Grain wheat variety. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and it combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. Double Stop CL Plus offers a competitive canopy, is acid soil tolerant, and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus has been affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on any page. I'm Ron Hayes.